technical difficulties. Sorry, but welcome. Jesse's out in Texas again. Gee, Texas is good to you, Jess. Keep it
up.
Yeah,
they like me out here, Jerry.
They should like you out there, bro. Jess, we're running a little short on time, but I want to tell the people today's show, we've got some breaking news. The Supreme Court rejected religious liberty challenges to New York vax mandates. And some disappointing news from the Supreme Court, but we have to address it. Also, I got this little clip from the Biden lawyer admits weakness of vaccine mandate case in leaked audio. And this is a good thing for us. But the sad thing, Jesse, is they actually know why we're opposed to it, and it doesn't make any sense to them. But that's okay. We're going to keep fighting. Also, this is hard to believe, Jesse. The teachers' union, which I'm not a big fan of, actually, their board member calls for unvaxxed people to be shot. What? Give me a break, Jess. I mean, I'm not asking people to get shot because they take a vaccine. If they want to do it, all power to you. I'm not holding you back. You got free will. But this is just how insane the world is. And Jess, you have some information about, I have this article about more Americans have left religion during the pandemic. And what religion is growing like a weed? Wait till you hear that and much, much more. But before we get to all these stories, Jess, can you give us, this is St. John's Feast Day of the Cross, but why don't you give us some soul food if you can. The gospel today is
gospel
Matthew.
Matthew chapter 21 and following. Exactly. Speak, Lord, your servants are listening.
Amen, bro.
Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, 'Son, go out and work in the vineyard today.' The son said in reply, 'I will not.' But afterwards he changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, 'Yes, sir,' but did not go. Which of the two did his father's will?" They answered, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe him." The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Matthew's gospel is to the Jewish people. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ came initially, it's right in the Gospel of John. He came to save the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Who's that? The Jews. That's why you have five covenants in the Old Testament. They're all dedicated to saving the Jewish people and bringing them into a relationship with Jesus Christ. But guess what? God's firstborn, Israel, has basically rejected the Messiah, the Son of God. And so this is why Jesus says, "Well, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are now entering the kingdom of God before you." Before you who? Israel. Mm-hmm. Who are the tax collectors and the prostitutes? We are the Gentiles.
Yep.
We're the B team. Guess what? God says, "Oh, the A team doesn't want to accept the Messiah and the Son of God. Then I'm going to go after the B team, the Gentiles, that's full of prostitutes and tax collectors, and bring them into the A team." And so now the Catholic Church has been transformed. And now the Catholic Church has been grafted into the vine. We're called now by the popes the new Israel of God. We're called a spiritual Semites. And so now God has basically opened up his sixth and final covenant to the whole world through Jesus Christ in the Eucharist to bring Jew and Gentile together. There is no distinction between male and female, Jew or Greek. We're all one in Christ, in the one holy Catholic and apostolic church.
Amen to that, brother. Wow.
Wait, could you tell I went to Steubenville?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I love it, Jess. Hey, when we come back, I got a quote with the Fulton Sheen. Well, you're going to love who's with Bishop Sheen. You're going to be surprised. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show. That's Jess Romero giving some powerful commentary on the gospel of today's Mass. If you haven't gone to Mass, at least do the readings. That's what we try to do for people. Read the daily readings. Have that soul food go in through God's Word. When we come back, we'll have more to inspire you to fall deeper in love with Jesus Christ and His Church. Stay with us.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. We are your spiritual fitness trainers. And after Jesse's catechesis on the gospel, man, I felt like I just got a good workout on my faith. So thank you, Jess. Hey, let's bring the smartest guy into the room right now, Archbishop Sheen. Full Sheen ahead. You know, Jess, Bishop Sheen sometimes brings unusual characters with him on that train ride. And one of the guys that's carrying on his work in the, 2021 and on, is a bishop of Tyler, Texas. He's our very own Bishop Joseph Strickland. And he's having a conversation with Bishop Sheen. And here's my thought. They had the Immaculate Conception feast day we had, and Bishop Sheen was quoting to Bishop, Bishop Strickland was telling Bishop Bishop Sheen about Pope Pius the Ninth stating clearly that our Catholic faith teaches about the Immaculate Conception. And then he says to Bishop Sheen, "No one, including Pope Francis, can change this truth of the Immaculate Conception." He says, "As a bishop, you know, I'm obliged to believe and teach all that the Catholic Church believes and teaches." And then Bishop Strickland says to Bishop Sheen, "Enough confusion. May all bishops teach the truth in Jesus Christ." Now, why do I say that, Jess? Obviously, Bishop Sheen's been dead for 42 years. We just had a burial anniversary yesterday, 1979, on the 13th of December. But here's the point. We need strong bishops in our church who aren't afraid to speak the truth and not afraid to say, "Oh, I can't do that. My cardinal might get mad. Oh, the Pope might get mad if I'd say this." No. As Bishop Strickland said, "I'm not being judged by the Pope. I'm being judged by Jesus Christ." And it's refreshing for me, Jesse, to hear a bishop say, "Enough confusion." He's speaking like me. May all bishops teach the truth in Jesus Christ. So, Bishop Strickland, thank you very much for telling me what you really think. Your thoughts, Jess? Looks like I'm having some technical difficulty with Jesse right now. He'll come back on. He's in Texas doing a mission. All right, let's bring back our next topic here. Breaking news, Supreme Court rejects religious liberty, a challenge to the New York vax mandate. Now remember, President Trump appointed Justice Brett Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett. Again, they joined this time, unfortunately, the liberal jurists, while the Trump appointed Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote a forceful dissent. Now what's all this about? Jesse, what is it all about? Let's talk about it. The U.S. Supreme Court just rejected an appeal to block the New York COVID-19 vaccine mandates for healthcare workers without religious exemptions. With the Trump appointed, you know, when I just said the Trump appointed justices didn't support orthodox or conservative views. And here's the kicker, Jesse. There's 450,000 workers for whom no new religious exemption will be granted, and previously obtained religious exemptions will be invalidated. See, this is going against the laws that are already on the books. And Jess, tell us about the St. Thomas More Society. They're standing up for our workers.
Yeah, the St. Thomas More Society is probably one of the best law firms in the country, bar none. Yeah, the health workers are represented by the Thomas More Society. They argue that the mandate violated federal anti-discrimination laws by refusing to grant any religious exemptions to the order, as well as the supremacy clause of the U.S. Constitution, which holds that federal laws supersede state laws.
That's right.
And so the nation's highest court rejected a request to intervene Monday on a 6-3 vote, with only established conservative justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito, and Trump appointed Justice Neil Gorsuch voting to grant the application.
Yeah, that's disappointing.
None of the judges and the majority themselves, but Gorsuch took them to task in a lengthy dissenting opinion.
God love them.
Yeah, well, Terry, they're disappointing. I mean, but here's the part. I watched that movie Roe versus Wade that came out.
Oh yeah, several times I've watched it.
You see all the politics behind the scenes in that movie.
Yeah, I remember.
You got power players, billionaires, Wall Street types, powerful people calling up these justices at home in their cell phone saying, "Hey, you better vote this way. You better vote this way." There's a lot of this stuff happening behind the scenes.
Wow.
Threats to your family. We know where you live. We know where your kids go to school at. And so I'm just telling you, Terry, it takes a lot of guts to be a Supreme Court justice because they're targeted by some very powerful, evil people in the world. It says the nation's In case no one seriously disputes that absent relief, the applicants will suffer an irreparable injury, Gorsuch said. Not only does New York threaten to have them fired and stripped of unemployment benefits, but the free exercise clause protects not only the right to uphold unpopular religious beliefs inwardly and secretly, it protects the right to live out those beliefs publicly yep. in the performance of or abstention from That's physical right. acts. I remember important. When I was a cop, Terry.
Yeah, tell us.
A lot of cases get thrown out of court. If a cop knows, hey, there's dope in a guy's pocket or a gun, yep. and you reach into his pocket and you pull out some dope or something illegal, and you didn't ask his consent, you get the court, you arrest the guy. You said, "Wow, I made a good arrest, man. I just got a pound of coke in this guy's back pocket.
Yeah.
Man, I made a good felony arrest." You get to court, and the prosecutors or the judge says, "Case dismissed." You said, "What?" They're saying you reached into his pocket, which is against the Fourth Amendment's the privacy of search and seizure. You can't do that, officer, without asking him permission. Or arresting him and booking him in and finding it subsequent to the arrest. And so, Terry, this is a violation of HIPAA.
Yes.
This is a violation of the Constitution.
Yes.
This is a violation of the Nuremberg laws.
Yes, all of the above.
And only three justices apparently are able to see this. Again, the other ones are disappointing. And all I could say is there's a lot of shenanigans and politics and threats and briberies behind scenes.
Yeah, I hear it as pressure, Jesse. I did not realize that, you know, I'm still a neophyte when it comes to this. I just think that people see things for what they should be. And it's obvious the pressure is so great that they're putting pressure on these people. And it's very sad. Now, Jess, despite this, there's other things that have happened in the court. And one of them is the narrow victories for pro-life regulations, religious liberty, and other conservative causes. The current Supreme Court, often mischaracterized by both sides as a conservative majority, I don't see it that way now, has also a number of liberal decisions, most notably the Gorsuch 2020 majority opinion redefining sex discrimination in the Title 7 of the 1964 Civil Rights Act to add sexual orientation and gender identity to its meaning. Kavanaugh voted with conservatives in that case, and Barrett was not yet on the court. So the point of it is, while Gorsuch has generally ruled more conservatively since then, Barrett and Kavanaugh have previously been the deciding votes against the Supreme Court taking up reviews of COVID-19 vaccine mandates in Maine and Indiana, and even the transgender restroom accommodation. That should be a clear-cut situation, Jess.
Here's what happens. When they get to Washington, Terry, you'll find that a lot of these justices, even in the past, Bush appointed, Bush number one, Bush number two, Reagan judges, justices, they have conservative credentials, and they get to the Supreme Court, Terry, and they lose their courage, and they start drifting. I've seen this over and over again. In fact, Terry, the Roe versus Wade decision, the majority of those justices were Republican justices.
Sad. Yeah.
So, again,
we need to pray hard for these people.
Yeah, we got to pray for them, but I'll tell you one thing. It's going to be a pretty hot day at the particular judgment because the buck stops with them, and for them to think that they know more than God on these issues that God has already decreed in the Holy Bible and sacred scripture and tradition, woe to these justices, Terry, that are on the wrong side of the life issues and the issues of marriage.
Well, Jess,
I do want to say something, kind of a good news.
Yeah.
A good news. A federal judge in Georgia blocked the vaccine mandate
That's
for federal
a big
contractors.
One. Yeah.
And so this U.S. district judge stated that even in times of crisis, the court must preserve the rule of law and ensure that all branches of government act within the bounds of their constitutionally granted authorities. And here's something for your need-to-know file. Inflation jumps to the highest level
ever
in nearly 40 years.
It's almost 10%.
Consumer prices accelerated for all those people that voted for Biden.
Yeah.
Here it is. Consumer prices accelerated in the year through November at their fastest pace in 39 years. New government data shows marking the sixth straight month of inflation running above 5% and delivering a fresh sign that inflationary woes continue to bedevil the U.S. economy.
Yeah, well, that's the Biden economy, okay? That's the Biden economy. Hey, Jess.
And by the way, you were asking me about the fastest growing religion in America.
Yeah, I want to hear that. But Jesse, before you get to that, I just want to give you your comment about the scripture. We got a couple of minutes before the break. It seems to me at the end of John's, at the end of Matthew's gospel, you said you did not believe when John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him. But tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that, you did not later change your mind and believe him. I'm wondering if that applies again. The truth of the gospel is being proclaimed about life, and people are rejecting it.
It's being proclaimed about life from the lay people,
yeah,
and from few bishops, Strickland being one of them.
Yeah.
But for the vast majority, the pulpits are silent, and so these politicians don't take us serious as lay people.
Yeah.
They say, "Hey, my bishop never says anything to me. My bishop's, he knows I'm Catholic. He never says anything to me." Right. And so there's this. There's this silent, tacit approval.
Yeah.
Your silence as a bishop is tacit approval that you got no problem what your politician is doing in your area regarding transgressing the church's teachings.
And you know, Jesse, that reminds me of earlier show last week with Ralph Martin. You quoted him saying that most people think the Catholic Church's mission now is to get vaccinated people and recycle and save the world, save the earth. And the idea of saving souls was been put on the back burner. And, you know, I see where they're coming from, but that's not the mission of the Catholic Church. It's never changed. If souls are saved, everything is saved. If souls aren't saved, nothing is saved, including vaccinations and, recycling plastic bottles. That's not part of our religion mission. The mission is souls.
Terry, I'll tell you, if you want a good litmus test of what's happening in the world right now, the renovation of the cathedral in France.
Yeah, Notre Dame.
Yeah, Notre Dame. That renovation
is indicative.
Not restoration. The renovation of that cathedral, it's a good litmus test of where the world's at right now.
Well said.
That renovation, Terry, destroying one of the church's greatest masterpieces, it shows you that the cathedral is a symbol of the destruction of Western civilization.
Well said, Jesse, and I could say that about all these modern churches that were built in a circle and not in the form of a traditional cross. The world has infected us in a very bad way. When we come back, I've got a leaked audio clipping of a lawyer admitting the weakness of the vaccine mandates in the Biden administration. You won't want to miss this. This is, again, exposing the truth with the error of a Biden administration. Stay with us, family.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Thank you very much. Jesse, before I get this clip, I want to ask you this question. I was going to wait till the end of the show because it's a really big teaser. And that is, you mentioned earlier about the fastest growing religion, because I mentioned that Pew Research came out and was saying that, you know, we've lost, more Americans are leaving religion during this pandemic. What are they turning to, Jess?
I just discovered, as I was doing some research for the shows, and I'll give you the source from where I got it from, they can look it up themselves. The fastest growing religion in America right now, according to Oxford University study, Satanism is now the fastest growing religion in the United States, according to British researcher Dr. James Phillip. You can get that information from newspunch.com. This is the state of the world right now, Terry.
Yeah. Well, Jesse, just to confirm, I saw the same article regarding witches, that witchcraft has just gone way up, hundreds and hundreds of percent growing. And the big thing is the witches, women are into witchcraft more than they've ever been. And you know what ties into all this? I just read the same article about pornography. There's a huge increase with women in pornography. And I just see them all together, that What is that all saying? They're turning away from religion. And this is a Pew Research showing, you know, that the percentage of Americans who identify as Christian now stands at 63%. Jesse, it was just 2007, we were at 78%. 13% drop. Where are they going? You just answered the question. They're turning to Satan. So that's why we need to keep fighting a good fight, because that needs to stop. Hey, thanks for the, any, before I go to the next topic, what your final thought, Jess, on that?
Not again, Terry, this is why, by the way, the Church of Satan is coming to Scottsdale, Arizona, February 11th, 12th, and 13th. They're going to consecrate the city of Scottsdale to Arizona.
Oh, my God.
I am leading a protest, a counter protest.
Good.
I already called the bishop on board, and we're going to have a counter protest February 11th, 12th, and 13th. Hundreds and hundreds of Catholic men with our rosaries and praying the proper prayers of protection and deliverance. We're going to have the bishop there, Bishop Navarez, to consecrate the city of Scottsdale to the Blessed Virgin Mary. The way you take something away from Satan, according to St. Louis de Montfort, is you have to consecrate it to Our Lady.
Yep.
So by having a Catholic bishop consecrate the city of Scottsdale to Our Lady, what that does, that takes away any rights or privileges that these Satanists might try to do by consecrating Scottsdale to the devil. Because first of all, their high priest has no authority, no jurisdictional authority over Scottsdale. Okay. Bishop Navarez does, and Bishop Olmsted do. They're successors of the apostles. So when they consecrate a city to Our Lady, that takes away any power of a satanic consecration. I'm organizing this.
Good.
And this is going to be spiritual warfare at a high level. It'll make national news what we're going to do.
What's the date of it, Jess?
February 11th, 12th, and 13th.
Wow. And Jess, you know, we're at war. There's a good example of what, you know, they're shooting their artilleries at us. And the response we have is that we're nuking them with the blessing of the bishop. And so that just nullifies what they're doing. So that's a good way of saying it. Hey, Jess, this is interesting. Biden's lawyer admits the weakness of the vaccine mandate case, and it's leaked in an audio. So President Joe Biden and several COVID-19 vaccine mandates, as we said earlier in our show, held up in court. While the House audio leaked this fall reminds Americans that the administration was always less certain about the constitutionality of its actions than it led on to the public. See, they were worried that the court wouldn't support this. So let's play the little clip and see how the St. Thomas More Society plays a role in this. Play this clip, Mr. Engineer.
And for instance, in the New York case that's currently going on against the state of New York, the Thomas More Society is representing a bunch of doctors and nurses who claim that they would sin gravely if they acted in cooperation with the evil of abortion. How would they be doing so? The claim is that all three of the current vaccines either have fetal cells that were obtained by abortions in the vaccine itself, or in the case of Pfizer and Moderna, that those vaccines were tested using fetal cells that had been aborted. And even the connection to the previous testing makes them cooperative with evil in a way that their religion prohibits. I don't want to say anything too categorical, but I believe that when this claim will be very difficult for agencies to successfully claim that that's either insincere or non-religious. Even if it is, even if we know that many of those claims are not sincere or are sincere but not religious, this is the most common claim you're going to confront probably, and it's likely that you will have to take as a given the employee's claim. Not always, right? One response that some hospitals have started to give is, well, do you know that Tylenol and Tums and Preparation H, those were all tested using aborted fetal cell lines too. And I expect that employees will then say, well, I didn't know that, but now that you tell me that, I'll stop using those products as well.
Wow. You know, Jesse, they understand our position better than some people inside the Catholic Church. Why we're offended by that? Why we just don't want to cooperate with it? But Jesse, think of this. To overcome that, Latterman says that the government will have to show that there's compelling interest in keeping our workforce and the public with which we interface safe from COVID. But here's the kicker, Jesse, that I thought, well said, but widespread dissemination of the vaccines, Jesse, they failed to end the pandemic so far, severely undermining the compelling interest. See, the federal government considers that more than, are you ready for this? 197 million Americans, that's 59%, were fully vaccinating. But here it is, Jess. The Johns Hopkins University reported in October shows that more Americans died from COVID-19 in 2021 than all of 2020. So what is that saying? Their compelling interest to get us vaccinated. Why? It doesn't work. So I think if we can use that as an argument, as this attorney said, I think we can push the issue that what they're asking us to do is not going to help stop this pandemic.
So Terry, here's something interesting. Our Lord Jesus Christ, when he would heal somebody, he would ask them,
yeah,
do you want to be healed? Look at our Lord in the New Testament.
Exactly.
Do you want to be healed?
Yeah.
This government is not asking us, do you want to be healed? It's saying, roll up your sleeves and get the jab. Why? Because I said so.
Yep.
And you're getting me very mad. I'm getting very mad.
Good.
Terry, this is why many of us are very suspicious and very weary about our government. Let's just be honest. We don't trust them right now.
No.
You could look at the Tuskegee experiment with the blacks.
Oh, that was terrible.
You could look at the polio experiments also.
Yep.
In this country. There's been experiments, Terry, on Americans.
On innocent Americans. Past, yep.
Yeah. They've netted horrible results. And here's something even very surprising.
Yep.
You'll find this surprising. Even one of Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton's top advisors, Dr. Naomi Wolf, she's saying that the whole COVID-19, she said it's built on lies on top of lies. She's calling these tyrannical measures are nonsensical. She says we're not in an emergency pandemic anymore. Terry, she's a Democrat she worked for the Clinton administration as an advisor on medical ethics. She's a Rhodes Scholar. And she says that these are tyrannical measures. It's built on lies upon lies. The fact is, Terry, again, people have forgotten the mantra. The left has forgotten their own mantra. My body, my choice.
Well said. And Jesse, let's be honest about this. Follow the money. I keep saying follow the money. Who's making all the money? The people that are making decisions to tell us that we need to be vaccinated. Are you kidding? That's like telling me everybody needs to get their car washed at my car wash and nowhere else. And this is mandatory that you do that. That's ridiculous. Nobody's going to have to go get their car washed. But in this case, they're telling us that it's mandating us to do something against our wills. That goes against all kinds of laws, our Constitution. And we have to just push back right now. We can't just say, oh, okay, yes. You know, because what's driving this, Jesse, I keep saying, fear. Fear, fear. People are so fearful that if they don't get vaccinated, they're going to get COVID. And when we think about the percentage of people who die from COVID, it's minute. It's so small that you have a better chance of getting hit on the freeways of Los Angeles than COVID-19. And again, how many people recover from COVID-19? 99.8% of the people. And then think of this, and I'll leave it on this. We just talked about all of the kids here in California. They're wanting them to do that. We talked about the Japanese doctor saying that it's ridiculous to give these kids vaccines. They're not even in danger of dying from the vaccine. So they get sick and they have a cold and they sniffle and they have to cough and all that. Are you kidding me? This possibility of them dying from this vaccine mandate is higher than the vaccine. That's what these doctors are saying. So more and more people are coming out. But Jesse, remember the days when people were losing their licenses because they were saying we're treating this the wrong way. And they wouldn't let doctors even prescribe medicine at the pharmacists, where the pharmacists did something they never did. They wouldn't fulfill the doctor's command for different medicines to be given to the patients.
It's still happening right now. You have a lot of people that are afraid to go to doctors
because
they want to jab you. They want to put the mask on you.
Yeah.
Terry, I got doctor friends that are telling me that they get paid a lot of money. The hospitals
Absolutely.
Get paid a lot of money for every COVID death. And so they're looking at, I think it's like $39,000 they get from the federal government for every COVID death. And so the hospital administrators, the hospital administrators are basically telling them, hey, you know, put them on a ventilator and don't give them ivermectin, don't give them hydroxychloroquine. Terry, it's basically depopulation through vaccination, just like Bill Gates has said for the last 20 years. We're seeing it play out in our lifetime.
Hey, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about Our Lady at the end of the show, Jesse, but also want to mention a new survey showing that 2 in 5 Americans rate their current mental health as poor and fair. What? We'll be back to talk about that.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back. Jesse, you got an article that just made me like, are you kidding me? Is this for real? It's a teachers union board member. Now, I'm not a big teacher union promoter, okay, because I see these guys doing bad things. But this teacher union board member calls for unvaxxed people to be shot. Can you tell us more about that? I mean, shot, not shot with a vac, with a a needle. They're talking about killing people, and I thought, wow, that's a strong statement.
Yeah. So this board member of America's largest teachers union posted on Facebook that it would be quicker and safer to shoot unvaccinated Republicans dead rather than allow them to put others at risk. Here's what she said. Her name's Molly Page Mumau. She said, quote, screw this guy and screw them all who are about hiding behind religious exemptions because they don't want anybody to tell them what to do. People tell you what to do all the time and do it, she continued. She said, this is such BS. He and his ilk deserve whatever comes their way, including losing jobs, getting sick, and perhaps dying from this virus. But in the meantime, he's going to put all the people around him in danger. So she's upset about this one person exercising their rights and getting a religious and a medical exemption. She says, quote, this is a school teacher or assists. She sits on the teachers union. So she's a lobbyist. She says, I don't know why the GOP doesn't just take those guns they profess to love so much and just start shooting all of their constituents who think this way. In other words, people who don't want to get the jab.
Yeah.
It would be quicker and ultimately safer than putting me and my friends and my family at risk. So this is Molly Page. She's a member of the board of directors at the National Education Association that oversees all the school boards in the country. The NEA website describes its board of directors as a top decision-making body. Molly Mumau, her comments on Facebook will likely add to the mounting embarrassment and scandal that has surrounded the NEA throughout this year. Here's my take, Terry.
Yeah.
This disgraceful body that started teaching values clarification in 1970, they've abandoned the entire classical education, which is learning through repetition. That was abandoned after 1970. They embraced values clarification. A few years ago, under Barack Obama, they've now embraced Common Core. Under Biden, they've embraced CRT,
critical theory,
gender queer studies, Marxist theory,
all the bad things,
sex education from Planned Parenthood. The public schools are seminaries to create atheists and woke Americans. And this woman is a disgrace to the office that she holds right now, Terry.
And I want to give credit to Catholic Vote because I'm a member of that group. Has reported that the NEA faces criticism when it was revealed that its representatives worked behind the scenes to pressure the Center for Disease Control and Prevention to change its recommendations for school opening, ultimately reversing course and recommending schools remain closed for longer. Additionally, the NEA announced this year it would be teaching, here comes another bad thing, the controversial disciple of critical race theory in schools.
Discipline
of critical race theory in schools throughout the country. Then scrubbed the plan from its website. Now, as teachers, unions, and public school officials face public scrutiny, and they should, over their unpopular policy decisions regarding thorny issues such as at-home learning, school masking, mandates, child depression, American parents have become increasingly supportive of school choice. And I'm so glad that's the case, because in particular, recent polls are showing, Jess, that the majority support for providing tax-paying education funding directly to parents to use in school methods of their choice, whether they opt for public schools, private schools, or homeschooling. I remember giving a talk out in Alaska, and they get thousands of dollars sent to them by the state to spend on their kids' education. So, you know, this, I think, is a good idea to take it out of the school board. That's my take.
Yeah. Yet the Democrats are always blocking school choice when it comes to when it comes to congressional votes.
That's right.
Why? Because the teachers' unions are one of the largest contributors to the Democrat Party.
Follow the money, brother.
And to Democrat causes.
Yep.
Well, school choice advocate, somebody who was on our side of the issue, Corey DeAngelis, she pointed out that this woman, Mumau, her aggressive Facebook comment should be noted as coming from a board member of the nation's largest teachers union. And she says, it's time to free your children from the clutches of the teachers unions. I can tell you that the LA Unified School District has lost more children.
Yep.
They have not re-enrolled back at the LA Unified School District.
That's right.
Than in any time in the history of California.
Yep.
Because people know. People know that what's going on there, Terry, is nothing but re-education, re-education. And as Catholics, we put a high premium on education.
That's right.
As Catholics, we teach that mom and dad are the primary educators of their kids.
Amen.
And as Abraham Lincoln said, our 16th president, he said, the philosophy of the schoolroom in one generation will be the philosophy of government in the next generation. And don't we see that right
now?
Boy,
Jesse, words of wisdom there. Hey, I want to remind everybody, Cardinal Pell and Bishop Strickland are going to be coming on right after our show. And for those who can't listen to it on their station, the way they can hear these two wonderful Catholic bishops, successors of the apostles, talk about the faith, you can go to vmpr.org and get the app downloaded on your smartphone for free. But there's two bishops who are going to talk about Cardinal Pell spending 404 days in prison for a crime he didn't commit. And then wait till you hear what he has to say about souls that were brought back to the faith and people who offered their suffering for Cardinal Pell's success of getting free from this accusation and come out of jail. So many people suffered for their faith for Cardinal Pell and offered that up, and God accepted that. Hey, Jesse, I just want to make one comment about the Immaculate Conception, because I know we have Gary talks on apologetics, but I love the quote from Pope Pius IX. He said, the most blessed Virgin Mary, in the first instant of her conception, by a singular grace and privilege granted by Almighty God, in view of the merits of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the human race, was preserved free from all stain of original sin. I think that's real clear in how we say Mary was pre-redeemed. And people a lot of times get upset and they say, we're all sinners. Well, Mary was pre-redeemed the way the Holy Father explained that. And just last thought I want to make to you is, why is it in Catholic teachings for 2,000 years, we all have had great devotion to Mary? What's her key role in salvation history?
Her key role is John chapter 2, verse 5. She's the voice that points us to Christ. She tells us, do whatever my son tells you. John chapter 2, verse 5. Do whatever he tells you. And she's also, remember, the human race, we were disgraced. We lost our relationship with God by a woman.
Yeah.
And then her cowardly man, Adam, joined in the disobedience and rebellion against God. And so the first woman, Eve, as St. Irenaeus of Lyon says, she tied us, the human race, into the knot of disobedience. That's why we have to go to baptism, so that we can become children of God, because we're born absent of sanctifying grace. We're creatures of God. Baptism makes us children of God. And the fall occurred as a result of Eve eating the apple and giving it to her husband, Adam. So it's fitting, as St. Irenaeus of Lyon says, it's fitting that God would raise up a second woman, a second Eve.
That's right.
To untie the knot of disobedience that was committed by the first Eve. And so, again, it's the difference between the Blessed Virgin Mary and the first Eve. Eve did her will. Exactly. Our Lady does God's will. Guess what is the first precept of the Church of Satan? Do your own will. That is the whole of the law. Eve got into a conversation with Satan, and Satan convinced her to do your will. Guess what? That's the constant refrain in the satanic Bible. Do your will. That's the whole of the law. Our Lady came to show us to do God's will. Let it be done unto me according to thy will. So she came to us as a loving mother to bring us sons and daughters of disobedience, the sons and daughters of Adam and Eve. She came to bring us back into the obedience with her son, Jesus Christ, and take us back to God the Father. It took a woman that was immaculately conceived to carry that perfect plan out of God.
Why don't you really tell me what you think, Brother Jess? I love it. Hey, folks, think about it. Mary was the first evangelist. What did she do? She brought forth Christ. And one more thing, Jesse, that you just reminded me. There's a song they sing in hell. The song they sing is, I did it my way. And there's a song we sing in heaven. I did it his way. And this is a simple, you made it so simple, Jesse. Either you do it your way or God's way. And that's why I want to encourage people right now to give themselves to Jesus Christ, especially through confession, through the Mass, through going to Eucharistic adoration and giving yourself, talk to Jesus about giving yourself over to him in all aspects of your life. If it's been a long time, you haven't been to confession, I might say a long time is 30 days. Get the confession. It's good for the soul. Can you think about washing your car once a year? No. No way. Well, what about going to confession once a year? No way. We all are sinners. And remember Our Lady said this, Jess, and you know it, in Fatima. We just had a great talk last night at our chapel on Fatima. Our Lady said it. Souls are going to hell because no one is there to pray and make sacrifices. Are you willing to make sacrifices? I say yes. I hope you say yes, because you've got a brother, a sister, a spouse who's going towards hell. We need to pray and petition our Lord to give them the graces to repent and believe in the gospel.
By the way, I want to give a shout out to all the parishioners at St. Peter, Prince of the Apostles Parish in Corpus Christi, Texas. It was a packed house last night.
Good.
I gave the first talk. I got two more talks. I'll be going back home on Thursday.
Yep.
It was a packed house. Come on down if you're anywhere near Corpus Christi, Texas. It starts at 7 p.m. tonight. I'll give presentation awesome. Number two. Advent presentation number two. Corpus Christi, Texas, St. Peter the Apostle.
Awesome. Up next, Bishop Joseph Strickland. I love to be able to say, and Cardinal George Pell. They're going to have a dialogue on the Bishop Strickland Hour that you won't want to miss. Go to our website, vmpr.org. Pick up the free app so you won't miss this interview. It's going to be a good one. And Jesse, I ask you this question every day because I want to drill it into my brain. What state should we be living in, brother?
State of grace. Don't live in a state of mortal sin. Be holy or die trying. Flee the corrupt influence of this world. Pray a rosary every day. Go to Mass as often as possible. Read your Bible.
Well said. Again, I want to thank everybody who's been supporting us here at Virgin Most Powerful. We're in our fourth year starting January. And we couldn't do it without you. So, bottom of my heart and Jess's heart, we say thank you for supporting the teachings of the Catholic faith through Virgin Most Powerful Radio. May God richly bless you and your family. And stay tuned for the Bishop Strickland Hour here on Virgin Most Powerful Radio.